Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge here sharing some good things for you today.
Well, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is underway out in Rapid City. They've got the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors. Lots of things going on, like Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st. And don't forget the rodeo events, including the Ranch Rodeo, January 30th. So that's coming right up. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival, February 3rd, and lots of entertainment. Check it out online, blackhillsstockshow.com.
And Mike, in today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? I tell you what, it's simple. You start with the best. Slutton Angus's 36th annual bull sale is Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring Man in Black. They've got 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Remember, that's February 12th on a Monday, Faith, South Dakota, Slutton Angus Bull Sale.
Grab your cup of coffee, immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota, TSLN.com.
Hey, Mike, I've got a short story and I have a poem rounded up today, so I'll get started. Granddaughter's wedding reception, the DJ polled the guests to see who had been married the longest. It turned out to be my husband and me. The DJ asked us, what advice would you give to the newly married couple? I said the three most important words in a marriage are, you're probably right. Everyone then looked at my husband, and he said, she's probably right.
Go along with that one.
I like that. That's cute.
This is something that was from Jack Ostergaard out of central Nebraska, out of a book that he had published called Open Range. So Jack Ostergaard gets credit for this one. It's called Bull Sale. The auctioneer is anxious. The manager is tense. The owner's talking to himself, not making real good sense. But we're going to have a bull sale, so come in and take a seat. We've got a set of bulls here that are mighty hard to beat. Be sure you've got a catalog and follow along as we give you all the attributes of the bulls you're going to see. If you want to please your cows, take a bull home from this sale. We know they'll be satisfied because these bulls just don't fail. Let's check out a few of these to kind of set the tone, give you a chance to contemplate which bulls you want to own. Number 10 has the greatest frame score of any bull we'll sell today. A right upstanding individual, boys, but you're going to have to pay. 99's tremendous. Check out his EPDs. If you're a conscientious buyer, this one's sure to please. Check out the old 60s birth weight. Well, he'll make a heifer bull. With him, you'll get to sleep at night. There'll be no calves to pull. Next, here's a gentle disposition bull and easy fleshing, don't you know? Though he might lack some ambition and not have much libido. We thought so much of 109 that he bred a few of ours, which means he got in with the heifers and not to smell the flowers, if you know what I mean. And 57's great-grandsire 10 years ago this fall stood next to the champ at Denver until someone changed his stall. Don't overlook 229. This bull's a real meat wagon. We'd tell you more about him, but we just don't like bragging. Number 2 ranks at the top of the bulls within this breed. He'll upgrade any cow herd. A female bovine's all you need. 70's full brother brought $10,000 last year in a trade for $2,000 and an $8,000 steer. So, you say your cow just died, so you don't need our bull now? No problem. We can fix that because we'll sell you a cow. We hope that we've got you all pumped up and your enthusiasm's running high. So let's start the sale and bid, boys, and buy, buy, buy. Jack Ostergaard and Bull Sale on The Good Stuff today.
Ah, that's great. There's a lot of good points in that one, Mike. Hey, what do you say? Let's wrap up the bumper stickers.
Okay.
All right, again, these are ideas for bumper stickers. I get enough exercise just pushing my luck.
Proud parent of the inmate of the month at the Chino Correctional Facility.
Oh, no. The shortest distance between two points is under construction.
Obviously. Oh, sure. But what's the speed of dark?
Hey, good question. And don't be stupid. We have politicians for that. Those are just some ideas for bumper stickers.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, we certainly hope you'll send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And that's B-U-R-G-E. We'll take a look at that, and then maybe one day we'll be able to feature it right here on the good stuff on radio stations like Scottsbluff, Nebraska's KNEB, and Yankton, South Dakota, WNAX. Thanks for listening to the good stuff.